Hey, I'm Marissa, and I'm going to help you get your iPhone unlocked. Before we can unlock your iPhone, we need to make sure it meets our eligibility requirements. First, the device must be a T-Mobile device. Second, the device must not be reported to T-Mobile as lost, stolen, or blocked. Third, the account associated with the device must not be canceled. Be in good standing. Allergic reactions can become life-threatening in minutes. Be ready for this emergency with your EpiPen and follow these instructions. 1. Inject epinephrine immediately. 2. Call 911. Tell the emergency dispatcher the person is having anaphylaxis and may need epinephrine when emergency responders arrive. 3. Lay the person flat, raise legs, and keep warm. You do a lot for the University of Colorado, so we offer comprehensive and rich benefits packages that will help keep you covered. Having access to quality professional medical care is an important benefit offered to you by CU. You have 3 options to choose from a more managed HMO plan, a high deductible plan, and a preferred provider or PPO option. Prescription medication non-adherence among the elderly is a serious medical problem. In this module, we will learn ways in which adherence can be increased by designing instructions that enable patients to understand and remember when and how to take their medication. If the connection between the fitness band and the app is unsuccessful, follow these steps. Switch to the time screen and check the connection status. Is it flashing or fixed? If fix icon displays on the screen, go to Bluetooth in phone settings and press forget the device. Then pair the device again. First, lie down or tilt the head sideways so that the ear into which the medicine is to be placed faces up. For adults, gently pull the earlobe up and back. For children, gently pull the earlobe down and back. Drop the prescribed number of drops into the ear canal. Keep the ear facing up for several minutes to allow the medicine to run to the bottom of the ear canal.